From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The murder of a Hamas operative in Dubai last month is causing diplomatic trouble for Israel. Dubai's police chief now says 26 people carrying forged European and Australian passports were involved in the plot, and he says he is 99% certain Israel was responsible. The EU has strongly condemned the use of those stolen IDs. Israel maintains official silence on the killing. Some Israeli analysts are calling it a botched operation because the assassins left behind too many clues. But it's a different story among many ordinary Israelis who say they are proud of the assassins for eliminating a man held responsible for killing two Israeli soldiers in 1989. Shira Frankel reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli Daniel Bruce was caught unaware when Israel's Channel 2 News informed him he had been named as a suspected assassin of Hamas leader Mahmoud al-Mabouh. His first response was to laugh. "Great for me, I guess," he said. Then the presenter asked if he was scared.
"Actually, no. I guess I should have been scared. But they've managed to take out another terrorist, so it's better."
Israeli officials have refused to confirm or deny involvement in Mabouh's death. But across the Jewish state, news of the assassination has been met with a wink, a nod, and newfound pride in Israel's spy agency, the Mossad. Uri Ohayon owns a bakery in Jerusalem. For the past week, he's greeted his customers with jokes over the Mabouh assassination.
"Listen, we're fulfilling the fantasies of many countries all over the world who want to do this but don't have the means. We have the means. It's a great thing, so we'll laugh at this and just move on."
He shrugs off international anger over the killing and the growing number of accusatory fingers pointed at Israel. Yesterday, Dubai police released additional information about suspects involved in Mabouh's death. 10 of the 26 suspected assassins share names with Israelis. A coincidence, Dubai police say, is simply too great to be ignored. "Israel is a small country where everyone knows everyone," says Ohayon. "So the operation could have been carried out by your neighbor, friend, or customer." In Israel's left-wing daily, Haaretz, education correspondent Or Kashti proudly wrote about being mistaken for one of the Dubai assassins. Kashti said he even received phone calls from friends asking why he hadn't bought them cigarettes from the duty-free in Dubai. And in a small health food store in West Jerusalem, 37-year-old Guy Chen has been mistaken by a number of customers for an uncanny resemblance he bears to one of the alleged assassins. He's not one of them, he says, but he's still proud of the work they did.
"Every terrorist that is eliminated, we are happy about. We give our blessings. Who took him out? We don't know. But of course, we have an interest in this man no longer being alive."
While some Israelis have criticized the Mossad for its alleged involvement in the killing, most have only taken issue with the supposed trail of evidence the assassins left in their wake. Dubai's advanced surveillance cameras caught what they say were the killers in various parts of the city, and airport immigration officials matched names and passport numbers to the images. Britain, Ireland, Germany, France, and Australia are investigating claims that false passports from their countries were used by killers to enter the country. And at least some of the Israelis whose name appear on the suspect list are not happy about it. Speaking to Israeli TV last night, Adam Korman said he could not have been more surprised to see his name on the list of alleged assassins.
"They took our passport numbers without asking. It's a shock. We have no idea what kind of problems this will create."
Still, most Israelis found time to joke as they pored over the photos of the 26 suspects. 14 of them were wearing glasses with thick frames. And, according to Israel Radio, that style is now being requested across the country. They're calling it the assassin look. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.